This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. My first guest the second hour is Tamron Hall. She's been on the show several times, and I got to tell you something. She is so good. She got this syndicated daytime show that's doing great for her. A lot of energy, very up all the time, and we're glad when she's on the show. She's got great things to talk about. Later on, we have The Beeb. Jerry Mathers will be on the program. Hal Linden. Hal Linden is 92 years old. He's still acting. And, of course, the reruns of Barney Miller are still on television. Hal will be here. And then we'll be chatting with the program coordinator for the Veterans History Project for the Library of Congress, Travis Bickford. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi Today. After a quick pause, my first guest the second hour, Tamron Hall. We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. And I mean this sincerely, okay? Our next guest, I think, is one of the prettiest ladies on television. I'm not saying that because she's here. I really mean that. And her daily syndicated television show is a huge success, called The Tamron Hall Show. Joining us right now is Tamron Hall. Hi, Tamron. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How are you? Thank you for the compliment. I hate to tell you, but without those eyelashes and makeup, you might not think the same thing about me, but thank you for the sweet compliment.
Well, I can only base it on what I see, and what I see is terrific. So let's just keep it at that, okay? Because I don't look like a day at the beach either when I get up in the morning. So, you know. Hey, I'm very excited for you. This is terrific, this show, and I know it's going well. It's a daily show in syndication. By the way, everyone, check TamronHallShow.com, as they say, for local times and channels. And, of course, you can follow the show on social media at Tamron Hall Show. Tamron, tell us how this whole thing came about, because primarily up to this point you had so much experience and so much tenure as a newsperson, winning the 2015 Edward R. Murrow Award, pretty prestigious stuff, part of the NBC's third hour of the Today Show. How did it transfer into this? Because this is almost like a variety show for all intents and purposes. A lot of serious stuff,
you know,
and some light stuff.
Honestly, it was, Ron, I've been on, as you pointed out, the journalist for 25 years, and at one point we looked and counted seven different shows on four different networks at the same time. I hosted Deadline Crime, still do a crime show on Investigation Discovery. I was a reporter for many, many years in different local markets and anchoring in the Today Show and MSNBC with politics. So we thought, why not bring all of this experience, what I've encountered, into one location so we could have fun and fashion on one day, but then we can talk about the battles of veterans. My dad was in the Army for 28 years, and so we could talk about all of this in one week. This week we have love and relationships on. I was 48 when I got married and had my first child, and we have a guest coming on who says, you know, it's never too late. She's getting married now after her 50s. So the show is a layered experience because life is layered. When you sit down and you and I are talking right now, we're not going to talk about one thing. We might talk about how amazing the Dallas Cowboys are or not.
Yeah.
And we might talk about family and friends and all of these things in one conversation. And that's what we wanted our show to reflect, what we all do when we sit down over a meal with friends, when we get on the phone with family members. You just talk about a lot of things. And that's what the show, I hope, reflects every day, the experience you would have with me, one of your friends.
You shocked me because I would have never guessed your age. And you haven't said it, but the fact that you had a child at 48 years old, I thought all the time you were maybe like 33. So that's a nice look that you have there, Tamara.
It's mask. You know what? I got a tip when I was around 27 years. I was working in Chicago, a local reporter. I went to this little spa to get a facial. It was one of my first big splurges on myself. And the woman who owned it looked like she was 19. She was in her 80s.
Oh.
And she said, make sure you use a mask every single day, like a moisturizing mask, because I don't care how much, if it's $5, $55, mask every single morning. I was in my 20s, and now I'm 48.
I use a mask, too. The only trouble is seeing out of those little things when you put it over your ear.
Oh, the little holes?
Yeah.
Get the cream mask, and kind of like swirl it around. It will be a scary look, but it pays off.
I actually took it for what it was said. You know, they said, get a mask. I said, well, that's pretty rash, you know. I mean, so I went and bought a mask.
like a Halloween match.
Yeah,
No, we don't want you to go that far. Not that far.
Tamron, your television show is much the format of my national radio show, and it keeps you as a host fresh because you're talking about different things. It's not all politics. It's not all lifestyle. It's a variety of things. But how difficult is it for you to be accepted by the audience, to be that chameleon? I am a big fan of the old Tonight Show. In fact, Ed McMahon was my business partner, and we toured together.
Oh, wow.
But when I watch the old shows, I watch Johnny, and everything is on a very light level. Once in a while, I'll bring something serious in, but it was very seldom. How difficult is it to go from something that is a serious news story and then go into something very light and have the audience look at that and say, you know, she can relate in both areas?
You know, I don't think of it as difficult. I mean, it's just being real. You know, as I said, if you sat down with someone, and myself included, and started talking to me about my family, it's likely that it would come up that my sister was a victim of domestic violence and murdered in 2004. And you'd ask me about that, and then maybe 15 minutes later, you'd say, well, what's Moses doing? How's Moses? And that's my son's name. He's 6 months old. And we would transition from one of the most painful things my family experienced to one of the most celebrated things, the birth of my son. So I think, again, the show, just like your show, reflects how people talk and what we talk about. If I sat down with you and you only wanted to talk politics, both of us would probably run out of the room. If somebody only wanted to talk sports, you'd say, all right, that's not my team or that's not my cup of tea. If they only wanted to talk, you know, about food, I don't like to cook. But if you talk a little bit about all of those things, you have a conversation. And I think when people know that you're being sincere, those hard turns are not so hard because they know you're listening. As I said, I don't want to cry, you know, because someone's crying. I want to cry with you. I don't want to laugh at you. I want to laugh with you. And so when people know, as you know, with all your years of experience, that people are, that we're experiencing with the viewer, with the person at home, all of these emotions, they know you're real. You talk about Ed McMahon. When we fashioned the show and I went into my meetings with Disney and I was pitching the show, I had a whole computer drive full of Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin. Those are the people. Naturally, everyone assumed Phil Donahue and, of course, Oprah were what I was thinking when I brought this show to life, but it really wasn't. I watched the episode with John Lennon and Yoko Ono were on with Mike, and then the next thing you know, there was Muhammad Ali and Sly Stone, not Stallone, Sly Stone, sitting there talking with a politician about, you know, something that was happening at the time. So I love that, and I love being able to make that transition. You talk about Johnny Carson. There was a famous week, they call it the week that was, that Harry Belafonte filled in for Johnny Carson because at the time Johnny wanted to address what was happening in the country, the civil rights movement, but he did not want to lose that Nebraska Nice. And Harry Belafonte famously filled in for him, had a lineup like no other. It was Dr. King, Bobby Kennedy. In fact, both were assassinated soon after. They were on the show, Muhammad Ali, Aretha Franklin. The lineup was incredible, and Harry hosted it because, to your point, Johnny was hesitant. But I think times have changed. The relationship that we have with our viewers, people who are watching, has changed. So we have that opportunity, if we're authentic about it, to talk about anything, and that's what our show is about.
I remember that week, too, with Harry Belafonte. But, you know, you bring up a very valid point. That is, in that time, in that era, and it happened in radio and television, you were kind of in a niche. You'd never see, like, Walter Cronkite do anything other than sit behind that desk and be extremely serious. And I think this is where the variety and daytime talk shows have really excelled. And I think it's refreshing to the audience. I really do. I want to bring up something here. You mentioned your sister. Tell us a little bit about the Tamron Renate Fund.
I started this show, Deadline Crime, on Investigation Discovery, which is still on. It's entering its sixth season. And people learn my sister's story through me covering crime. And I honestly was stunned one day when I saw, you know, Tamron Hall's dead sister, or Tamron Hall's sister murdered. And I thought, I don't want her just to be that headline. I wanted people to know that she was a mother, that she was a kind person, that we all have our journey. So I needed her name to be mentioned, not what happened to her. And I learned that, honestly, from so many survivors of crime. You know, we used to say domestic violence victim. We now say domestic violence survivor, mm-hmm. because people don't want that pain to be the total sum of who they are. I've interviewed family members who've lost loved ones, and they are often heartbroken because, you know, that their loved one's name is now linked to a murderer or what happened to them. So I wanted an opportunity in her name to raise money, to raise awareness, and it's been fantastic. We've had great support from sponsors, but we've also had just people giving whatever they could, a couple of dollars here and there. And I've been to the shelters, and I've seen the centers that receive these kind donations, and it's life-changing for these families, because when you think about it, and you know this, if there is a adult who's the victim of abuse or a survivor of abuse, there is a child likely in that room.
In that room.
And in many cases, they too are being abused.
I keep up the good work with that. And equally, keep up the good work with the Tamron Hall Show. And go to TamronHallShow.com for local times and channels. Now, Tamron, you got to do me a favor. You got to come back. You're cool. I like that. I want to be your friend.
You know what? Matter of fact, we just did a story on a woman who started an app where people pay between $900 and $1,200 to meet friends because it's so hard to meet people. You get me for free.
Oh,
give my friendship for free.
Oh, that's the best deal I've had in a long time. Tamron, please come back, and good luck with the show.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye. What a sweet lady. Tamron Hall has been our guest. And the show is in syndication, so check out local listings for the time and station. And we'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
That takes us back a few years, doesn't it? Of course, that's the theme song to the television legend Leave It to Beaver. And joining us on the show right now is the Beav himself, and it's nice to have him back. We haven't talked to him in an awfully long time, and since then, of course, we lost Tony Dow, who played on the show. But the Beav is here right now, and it's good to have him on board. From Leave It to Beaver, Jerry Mathers. Hi, Jerry. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Ron.
Nice talking with you again. We have a chance to do this a couple of times a year, and it's so nice to hear your voice. You've been feeling well, I hope.
You know what? Life couldn't be better. It's very good, and it couldn't be better.
Oh, that's good.
It's always nice when you have a guest on and you tell them that you actually do watch their television show or read their book or go to a movie and see their motion picture. But in your case, I do. I watch it every night on MeTV.
The only show that's been on longer is I Love Lucy, and that's only because they started in, I think, 1953, where we started in 1957. But as soon as it went off in 63, we were on from 57 till 63, it immediately went into syndication. So right now it shows in approximately 90-some countries in about 106 languages.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Now, I know you've been asked this a million times. In fact, you and I even talked about it. But do you ever get tired of talking about this character? And before you even answer that, I have to tell you that if I were you, I would be proud of that.
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, I find it only to be a compliment that people are still interested in Leave It to Beaver. It is, and, a great show. The writing is absolutely terrific. It's definitely stood the test of time. So, you know, I see no reason to run away from it. It's something I'm very, very proud of and always will be.
Well, you know, it's always disheartening when you talk to somebody who had a hit many, many years ago, whether, you know, they were a child star or not, and Beverly Hillbillies is a good case of that, where some of the people at one time, not anymore, but at one time wanted to divorce themselves from that reputation of being on a particular show. And you have never done that, and I congratulate you for that, because it's like a singer who goes out and gets tired of singing his hit or her hit over and over and over again. But for the person that is in the audience, that's a treat for them, and that's the way I kind of assess this situation.
Well, very definitely. As I say, people all over the world come up to me and say hi, and I just make a lot of new friends, and that's what I consider just a great way to meet people and make friends.
Well, before we get serious on a matter, I got to tell you something cute that happened to me just two nights ago. I'm at a dinner, and my cell phone rings. Now, my son is an executive up in St. Louis, and he's whispering. And it was very difficult to hear him because I was in a restaurant with a lot of people, but I hear him whispering, and I said, what's wrong? And he says, I'm cheating on a board game. I need to know what the Beaver's first name was.
He's got to start watching, because otherwise he'd know that right away.
I know that. I know.
Just for those who don't, it's Theodore.
It's Theodore. Of course it is. And he's whispering. He says, I know this. I just can't remember. What is it? And of course, I at that point became blank. So I said, it's Leave It. I couldn't think of anything else.
Well, that's close.
It's close. Hey, Jerry, let's talk about something that's very, very serious in your life and something that you have been suffering from for some time, and that's psoriasis. You have made a challenge, if you will, to people who have psoriasis to really look into the ways that they can care for it, and you have come up with a method, not you personally, but you've joined Dr. Jay Gate of the Dermatology and Laser Center in Roseburg, Oregon, a leading expert in the care of psoriasis, to discuss this problem that I guess, and this was just staggering to me, really applies to some 4.5 million people a year.
And that's just in the United States.
Holy man.
Well, the reason we're talking to you right now is, and for people that don't know what psoriasis is, a normal person's skin flakes off about every 30 days. People with psoriasis, it flakes off every 3 days. And so a lot of times it'll hit in the scalp, in the elbows, or on the knees. And one of the main points of what I'm trying to do is tell people that it's not contagious. If you see a person that has psoriasis, you might be afraid to shake their hand or even go near them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just not the case, because it's an immune deficiency disease with your T cells. So it's nothing you can catch in any way. The other part of this is that within the last two and a half years, the FDA has just approved new treatments. And a lot of people who had psoriasis before that, went to their dermatologist. The dermatologist said, okay, here's salves, here's ointments, maybe a light treatment. But a lot of them had side effects, and they weren't really that convenient. So a lot of people with psoriasis just said, I'm going to just have to learn to live with this. Well, within the last 2 years, a whole bunch of new products have come out. So there are new things that are new to the market, and if you have psoriasis, you should go back to your dermatologist, because there are many new treatments now. If you just don't have psoriasis but you see a person with psoriasis, there's no way you can catch it, because it's not contagious at all.
Here's the part that I find somewhat frightening about this, okay? And I say this from a standpoint of compassion. The thing that I think is sad about this ailment, Jerry, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that if someone's suffering from a liver ailment or unfortunately cancer or something of that nature, people tend to not think of it as a social problem. They see something like psoriasis, and right away now, as you mentioned, they don't want to touch them. They feel like they're an outcast. Their people are staring at them at the mall. I mean, there's a social issue that is actually brought into this over and above the pain and the discomfort that you have from the ailment.
Oh, very definitely. Not only is it physically disabling for the person that has it, but it's also emotionally.
Right.
Just because, anytime you feel that everybody's looking at you or they don't want to be around you, and one of the things that causes psoriasis, it's not one of the main causes, but it is a contributing factor, is stress. So the more you feel emotionally upset, the more stress you have, which causes probably your psoriasis to get worse.
Is that the thing that causes it? Can stress do it?
Contributing factor.
Wow.
But as I say, it's a genetic disease. Your skin is told by the T cells that it's under attack, that something, for some reason, is attacking it. It's like when you have a wound, it's trying to heal it. So it's telling the skin to flake off so that new skin can come on. But since you're not under attack, it just keeps multiplying itself, and the skin just keeps falling off, and that's what it is.
Jerry, you've had this for more than two decades. How come you haven't been able to get rid of it?
I have a mild case. It's bothersome, but it's not the end of the world. But these new biologics, brand new treatments, so there's something that's just come on the market.
You really have to even be cautious of what you wear, because even something rubbing up against it, like a long-sleeve shirt or a hot day where you're sweating, has an effect on the irritation, doesn't it?
Oh, very definitely. I like to say it's the itch you can't scratch. And people can have it over a very small portion of their body, up to 95% of their body, some people. But it's like when you rub your eye and you think there's something in it, and the more you rub it, the more it keeps itching.
Yeah.
And if you itch it, of course, and you'll scratch it off, it'll start to bleed. So there's nothing you can do about it except kind of ignore it.
Where do you have it, Jerry, may I ask?
Yeah, I have it on my rump. So it's not something that's emotionally that debilitating, because no one sees it. But
right.
It's just annoying.
Sure.
When it bothers me the most is when I try to go to sleep at night. I mean, I'll be sitting there at night, and you know how you roll around, and suddenly, of course, that becomes one of the main focuses, because you want to scratch it. And I know the more I scratch it, the more it'll dire consequences.
Jerry, is there a website that people can go to?
Very definitely. It's psoriasissupport.com.
Well, Jerry, I want to thank you for all the work that you're doing in this situation. One of these, we have to have you back and have a little lighter subject matter and have some fun. Can you do that?
I always have a good time with you, so it'd be great.
Jerry, that's nice of you to say. And again, the website is
psoriasissupport.com.
Okay, Jerry, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for the thousands of hours of enjoyment you've given us on television.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Our
Bye-bye.
Friend Jerry Mather has been our guest,
and we're coming back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. A lot of other diets, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals, or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com, or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Hurricane Hilary has been downgraded to Category 3, but forecasters warn it's still a dangerous storm. The latest update from the National Hurricane Center puts Hilary about 235 miles west-southwest of the Baja Peninsula in Mexico, with sustained winds about 125 miles per hour. The U.S. is entering a new three-way partnership with South Korea and Japan.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage that brought us together. I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
President Biden on Friday announced historic actions to increase cooperation between the Indo-Pacific nations. The FBI is looking for a Florida Proud Boy who failed to appear in federal court for sentencing. Christopher Worrell was convicted on 7 counts stemming from his actions during the January 6th riot. Prosecutors are asking for 14 years in prison, citing his lack of remorse. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
music from one popular show, Barney Miller.
I believe that after 19,000 guests, I'm not sure, but I believe this may be the first time that our guest has been on the show. I don't know why, but we've been long overdue. He's quite a talent. He's a Tony Award-winning actor, singer, musician. He's with the Rothschilds, which was a great show, The Gathering, and, of course, still in syndication, seen just about every day, Barney Miller, joining us right now with a brand-new theatrical release that's going to open in 25 markets, is Hal Linden. Hal, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Pleasure, sir. A pleasure. And I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sorry we didn't get together earlier.
27 years, you know.
27 years. I've been asking, can I get on Ron's show? No, all right, all right. We'll do it.
Keep asking for the next 27, okay? Because there's got to be a break in the action someplace.
That'll also be kind of exciting, considering how old I am.
I think we're going to be doing this on Cloud 11, okay, if you understand.
There you go.
At least I hope we will be. Hal, tell us about this. This is a great premise for a movie. And as I mentioned before, and we're going to tell everybody how they can find this, because obviously we want everybody to go out and see it. It's a great premise. You play a grandfather in this, do you not, Hal?
Yes, I do. And I am a grandfather, so that wasn't a hard part.
That wasn't a stretch.
But the story is really about the grandson.
Right.
Ryan Ochoa plays my grandson, who is an art student, wants to be an artist, is constantly drawing, or as I say, doodling, and doesn't see a way to get into art school because his father says community college is all they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets an assignment to do a project, a multimedia project, about a historical event. And he kind of accidentally discovers that his grandfather had a history that he had never told anyone about. His grandfather having been a Holocaust survivor. And Holocaust survivors are they're reticent,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
And understandably so. You know, a lot of pain going on, and the brain kind of puts it in places where you don't think of it all the time, self-protection. And the picture is about his getting the story out of Grandpa and putting it on into a multimedia package and finally showing his product. And the family is, like most families, not all that communicative between the generations. And that's normal, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all want to establish our own generations. I remember I did it. I wasn't going to listen to the music my father listened to and dressed like he did and cut my hair the way he did. And
oh, right.
And the language. Every generation has its own language.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not easy to get the generation together to accomplish the project. But it seems that art can be more eloquent than words, and the art of the boy is what brings the grandfather to tell a story, and the dedication to the project is what brings the grandfather to actually finally tell his story, and the boy does accomplish it. And we have in the end, art brings the family closer together. That's about the whole picture.
Well, I still want people to go see it now, just because you gave that description. But you know, Hal, you bring up an excellent point of view here. I think a lot of times, especially from the generation of the Second World War, but I think even in today's situation, sometimes when there has been a catastrophic event in their life, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, I've known people that are in the World War II, Americans that were fighting in the war, that don't want to talk about it. And I think it's sad, because I can remember my father many times wanting to sit down and talk to me when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old about when he was a little boy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care about this. I got to go out and ride my bike, drive my car, go
there
with
you
my
go.
Girlfriend. I don't.
That's what I mean. You're trying to establish your own identity.
Right. And then
the problem is, as I say, there's nothing that's common.
Mm-hmm.
But what have you lost? You know,
yeah.
What gets lost? History, experience, wisdom.
Right.
A lot of things that can make your life better gets lost and the thing about it is that a lot of it, of what the past can educate us about is still happening.
Yes.
I mean, you said it's difficult to remember. We just, you know, or we don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Look at what's happening with the Me Too movement,
right.
And what's in the headlines today.
Yeah,
you know, are reticent to talk about this painful part of their memory.
I think sometimes that's the reason why we keep on making mistakes, because philosophically speaking, you don't know what you're going to do today and tomorrow if you didn't know what happened yesterday. And I think that's a problem we have. I really do. This is the second venture that you've been in that addresses the Holocaust. It's, you know, the movie now, which is called The Samuel Project, which is kind of cool because we're talking about fathers, and my father's name was Samuel, and also The Gathering.
It had to do with remembering the Holocaust and keeping it in our minds. Which philosopher said, "He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it"?
Yes. Oh, boy, that's a famous saying. And
that's right.
So
and
true.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. And we keep repeating our history. We keep making the same mistakes over again because we don't study what happened in the past.
No, that's exactly right. I'm a big proponent of that. By the way, I want to remind everybody that the name of this movie, again, is The Samuel Project. And I happen to have here, how you can find more about it. You go to facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie, or Twitter at twitter.com/ The Samuel Proj. You'll learn about the 25 cities that it's in right now, all the major markets, too, I might add. There's something, Hal, that I did not know about you, okay? And that is, I didn't realize that you were a clarinetist and a vocalist. Do you still pick up the clarinet?
Yes, I still pick up the clarinet. I still do. I still concertize. Not as much as I used to, but still at it.
Somebody told me that the reason that you left the music business was because the music that was changing in the 40s and 50s, you weren't really that fond of, so you decided to go into acting. But it's a tough thing to walk away from music, you know.
Well, it was the end of the big band era that did it for me.
Right.
I was enamored by the greatest of the last big bands. I'm not talking Dorsey and Don Miller. I'm talking Stan Kenton,
right,
Woody Herman, and
right,
those bands that really were taking big band jazz to new heights. And when I went into the Army, it was the height of the big band era. And when I came out of the Army, they were all gone, and it was the beginning of rock and roll. And it was early rock and roll was not my I just couldn't bring myself to it. So I tried theater, and look what happened.
Yeah, and a lot has happened. And you know what's very nice to see is a talent like yourself, so versatile. Here you are doing many serious, like the Rothschilds and the Gathering, on stage, and then turning around, and I didn't realize, too, that Car 54 or RU, and I know you're on Search for Tomorrow, but then go into comedy with Barney Miller, and being so successful with 8 successful seasons in syndication right now, I mean, that show is a versatile talent. And I say that honestly, Hal. I'm not trying to puff you up a little bit. It's a great, great talent that you have to be able to do both and be believable in both.
You might even say jack of all trades, master of none.
No, see, I don't think that's the case. I think you are the master of them, too.
After a while, you get to, you know, if you keep working at it, you can get pretty good at it. And I've been working at it a long time, so.
It's funny you should say that, because somebody said to me a few weeks back, and it's not the first time, they say, "Boy, you know, when you go on the air, it looks so easy." Well, if you've been doing it for 50 years, if you've been digging a ditch for 50 years, you better have a pretty good ditch. But, again, the name of the movie is The Samuel Project.
I have to seek it out, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It's being an art theater near you.
Yeah. There, again, is the website, facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie. And you do have to seek it out, but it's worth seeking out because it's a great presentation. And it's family-oriented, right, Hal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make a pact here, okay? Let's not wait another 27 years to get back together again, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Okay.
A pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Hal, so much. Good luck with the movie, and look forward to having you back, okay?
Bye-bye.
Hal Linden has been our guest. Boy, what a talent. Really, a very versatile talent. And, you know, he can do serious stuff, comedy. He's got a new movie called The Samuel Project. You got to seek it out. But when you do, you'll find a movie that you'll love to watch. And, of course, Barney Miller is still in reruns all across the USA. And I'm sure he won't mind me saying this. Hal Linden is 92 years old and going strong. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majoring in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching.
Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today, live nationwide and around the world. The next subject that we're going to be talking about on the show is extremely important. This has to do with one of the greatest resources we have in this country, and there are two, children and veterans. And for the past 23 years, the Library of Congress, the Veterans Historical Project, has collected stories from the nation's veterans to help preserve history. And this year, we're going to mark the 70th anniversary of the Korean War, and a new campaign to collect personal histories and artifacts from the Korean War from Korean War veterans. And joining us right now is the program coordinator for the Veterans History Project. With a special request, our guest is Travis Bickford. Hi, Travis. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Ron. I'm doing great. And thanks for having me.
This is so important to preserve and let our young people know the cost of freedom.
You know, I couldn't agree more, Ron. So, you know, Congress created the Veterans History Project back in 2000 as an effort to collect, preserve, and then make accessible the firsthand narratives, stories, trees, you know, in memories of those who served our nation. And, you know, we accept collections from starting from World War One, you know, right up until today. But as we all know, the Korean War, that population, we're losing more and more every day. There's roughly approximately a million left who served. But as you mentioned, you know, July 27th, right, marked the 70th anniversary of the end of that war. So as you can do the math, we need to get on this now to make sure that we get as much of that history preserved. You know, if you go right onto our website at loc.gov/VEP, you can find our field kit, which provides all the information you need in order to participate with this project. And also on our website, you can go ahead and look at some of the collections we already have. For example, the Korean War, we already have over 15,000. But with a million left, you know, we can do better. We got to make that number higher.
The problem with the Second World War, of course, is the number of survivors from that war is dwindling, if not almost totally extinguished. So this is the next war in line. And you mentioned 1 million that are still with us. That's after 6 million served. This is a very important time to do this because it's history. And I think some of the problems we have in this country, and I don't want to get too philosophical or political, stem from the fact that a generation, maybe a couple of generations, really don't know what it takes to be able to do what we do every day in the freedom and the atmosphere that we have in America. What type of things, what type of timeless treasuries do you want? I mean, audio, video, interviews, memoirs, collections of photographs, journals, memorabilia. What are you looking for, or all of it, Travis?
You know, it sounds like you've done your homework, Ron, and that's such a great question. We are predominantly an oral history archive. We have over 116,000 unique collections today. We're not limited to oral history, so we also accept unpublished memoirs slash, you know, diaries and journals. We collect original photographs, letter correspondence, two-dimensional expressions of art, really anything that, you know, fits under that two-dimensional umbrella that speaks directly to the veteran service. In fact, some of those other materials, you know, in addition to the oral histories, are some of our favorites, especially the diaries. They're just so fascinating. We do have limitations. I mean, you used to mention stuff like memorabilia, you know, because we are a library and we don't really have, you know, the capacity to take, in our archive, that is, you know, to take uniforms or anything that goes beyond that two-dimensional format. The eligibility requirements for what makes a collection acceptable for us is listed right there in that field kit on our website at loc.gov/vets, and that will detail eligibility requirements, which in short is 30-20-10. So if it's an oral history, it has to be at least 30 minutes. If it's, you know, an unpublished memoir or diary or a memoir, as long as it's at least 20 pages or more, then we can accept that. And if it's photographs or letter correspondence, then as long as you have at least 10 of those, then we can take it. If you have 10 photographs, you have 10-page diary, and you have a 15-minute oral history, we can accept that because you met one of those eligibility requirements with the 10 original photographs.
They call it the forgotten war. No war, no conflict should be forgotten. Do you find that the survivors of the Korean War, and again, the 70th anniversary we just celebrated here this past July, those individuals have a tendency to want to talk about it more than some of the participants in World War II, which a lot of them came back. They never wanted to tell a war story to their family, friends, nobody.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, you run into that too with the Vietnam War, and, you know, in terms of the hesitancy, I can't speak for certain. I don't want to generalize it, but, you know, it's you know, this whole notion of the forgotten war, which, you know, for your listeners, is probably more just a historical consequence of chronology, right? You know, this war fell in between these two huge events that really dominated kind of the social narrative of their times. But, you know, I think with World War II, this actually just came up the other day, and I was listening to some folks talk about it, and someone had mentioned with World War II, you know, how the hesitancy there was just, you know, how everyone, you know, they felt like they hadn't done anything special because there was so many who served, right, in World War II. But in some of it could just be from the trauma they faced. You know, I actually just interviewed a World War II veteran, a 100-year-old World War II veteran down in North Carolina just a couple months ago. And, you know, I'm a veteran myself, and I don't know if that helped or maybe he was just ready. Who knows what it is? But he'd actually had disclosed some of his experiences that he had never disclosed to anyone else beyond his wife. He did it, you know, for the public, right? For anyone who wants to hear that story. And you could almost feel like the weight lifted off his chest.
Wow.
And I thought that was just such a special moment, you know, especially given he's 100 years old, to finally, you know, to have that to get that before it's too late.
Unbelievable. And I'm assuming that if the person or persons that served in the war are no longer with us, their families could certainly donate this too, correct?
Absolutely. So as long, if it hits, we do take posthumous donations as long as it, you know, meets those other eligibility requirements. So, you know, sometimes actually people have these history, you know, an interview or something that their loved one, you know, had participated in years ago that was over 30 minutes. But oftentimes, you know, with the posthumous collections, it comes in the form of either those, you know, diaries or journals or you know, meeting the requirement for with 10 photographs, right? But those are some of our favorite collections because, you know, they're it's cool to see the other side. I mean, it's beyond just the oral history, right, to visualize it.
Travis, could you give us that website again where people can contact and take part in this?
Definitely. The website is loc.gov/vets. You can kind of think about it like Library of Congress, Government, Veterans, right? So loc.gov/vets. Download our field kit and search our collections while you're on there.
Travis, you have an open invitation to come back anytime and talk about this. This is very, very important. Thank you for the work that you're doing, and we look forward to having you back, my friend, okay?
Hey, absolutely, and thanks for having us on and letting us, you know, helping us spread the word. So important. So you have a wonderful day as well.
You are doing great work. You really are. Our guest has been Travis Bickford. He is the program coordinator for the Veterans History Project with a special request of getting together these artifacts and memorabilia from the Korean War. And I forgot to thank him. In fact, I think he's still there. I want to thank you for your service.
And, you know, I appreciate that.
We can't say that enough to the men and women who serve in our military and protect us. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and our guests include legendary Pat Boone from Alone on the History Channel, Alan Penta, Tamron Hall with her syndicated daytime show, The Beaver, Jerry Mathers, actor Hal Linden, and Travis Bickford, program coordinator for the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress. We'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide, and around the world. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free. I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 800-419-DOUG.